You've been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust that you received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $8 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100. Or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 8:30 or 10:30 a.m. and on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship service. We're located at 4701 Lee Street, just two blocks off MacArthur Drive. Until next time, may God richly bless you.
I'd like to invite you to special services with New York Times best-selling author, Minister Bill Weiss, author of 23 Minutes in Hell, on Sunday, June 22nd at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m.
At 3 o'clock in the morning, I was picked up and taken by the Lord and dropped off in a prison cell in hell. It was rough-hewn stone walls with bars. My mouth was so dry. I noticed the first thing was the tremendous heat. There's not enough air. And I noticed there were these huge creatures in this cell. And they were just cursing God, and they had absolutely no mercy. I could see flames in the distance. The flames were raging hundreds of feet in the air. I could hear millions of people screaming, and they're burning, literally burning. It's not important for people to believe my experience. The most important point is that God loves us so much that he sent his son to die so that we wouldn't have to go. God's a loving God. He didn't intend for you to go to hell, but you have a choice. Choose life.
The Word Christian Center is located at 4701 Lee Street, just two blocks off MacArthur Drive. I look forward to seeing you there. The Word Christian Center is an underwriting sponsor of KAYT 88.1.
KAYT 88.1 FM, 70,000 watts of gospel power. Power beaming on the Blue Mountains of Mississippi and the flat plains of West Texas and the beaches and bayous of Louisiana. KAYT 88.1 FM.
Jesus. Welcome to the Movement of Christ Worldwide Ministries Broadcast. Brought to you by the Greater King David Baptist Church. Pastored by Dr. Johnny Montgomery II. One church ministering in two locations, 222 Blood Road and 7305 Harry Drive, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Thank you for your prayers and support of the ministry. Let us now join the broadcast already in progress.
Hope for all I do.
Serve. Nobody's greater than him. Hallelujah. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed in reverence to God. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, thank you afresh now for another blessed privilege to hear your word. Speak to our hearts. Meet us where we are. Lift us to the place you'd have us to be. Let the Holy Ghost tailor the truth so that it is a custom fit by every believer to show that you know us better than we know ourselves and our circumstances and our situations, and that you never make a mistake, and that you're God all by yourself. We give you glory, we give you honor. In the mighty name of Jesus we pray, and the people of God said, amen. Amen. I desire this morning to retrieve some fresh water from an old well in the scripture found in Romans 8 and 28. And it simply says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Heads are bowed again. Gracious God, now take this text that we have just spoken and allow the Holy Ghost afresh to meet us there. And God, as you have called and ordained this word today, let it do underneath the skin as only it can. In the mighty name of Jesus we pray. Amen. You may be seated in his presence. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, and to those who are called according to his purpose. For just a little while, I want to talk about profitable providence. Profitable providence. The fact that it is providential at every situation, every circumstance, every trial, every tribulation, every test that we go through has been ordered, ordained, allotted, or permitted by God, says that it's not by chance, that the providential hand of God is still in control. How many times have you in your life gone through some chaotic crisis, some things you didn't understand, some things that just didn't make sense, some things that made you question why? Why me? Why this? Why now? And yet, when we look at the text today, my brothers and sisters, we understand that none of the things that happen to believers, I said believers, happens by chance, but it is controlled by the hand of a loving heavenly Father. And he does it, listen at this, for our good and his glory, for our benefit and our blessing. And so understanding this, our verse today especially emphasizes the truth that is often quoted by people who are going through troubles and trials and tribulations and experiencing difficulties in their lives. However, I need to throw this out parenthetically, that this verse doesn't cover everybody. All right. And we know means that there is a qualifier there. So it's not for everybody. Again, it is for the believers. And so when you understand that, you'll be able to understand that this is a word that should encourage and should bless and should lift up the heads of believers who are struggling, who are striving, who are straining to make it through a day that may be filled with difficulties, knowing that God has got this thing fixed. Three things I want you to look at and find in this text. It's right there. First of all, I want you to look at what we learn from the Lord. What we learn from the Lord. One, the Bible says, and we know. If we know it, it means we've learned it. If we've learned it, it means it's had some experiential reality connected with it. And so one of the good things that I love about this text is, here's somebody who's been through some stuff, talking to others of us who are going through some stuff, letting us know that this ain't the first stuff we done been through. And like God has brought us through before, he'll bring us through this too. And so when you begin to look at the word of God and understand it from God's vantage point, that's how the devil gets most of us, because we try to understand it from our own vantage point. And we don't have enough wisdom. We don't have enough word. We don't have enough understanding. We don't have enough comprehension to see the full scope of things. All we are most times is locked into the ever-present now, and many times the pitiful part parts of the past, but neither of us many times can focus on the potential of the future. And so because of that, we don't always understand why we're going through what we're going through, we're dealing with what we're dealing with, because it makes no sense according to our own comprehension. But look at this, when stuff don't make sense, know that God does. When stuff doesn't make sense, know that God still makes sense. When stuff doesn't make sense, know that God is still in control. And somebody has put it this way, when you can't trust what's in his hand, trust what's in his heart. When you know, my brothers and sisters, it's too difficult, because some of us try to act holier than thou, like we understand it all. There are just some things we'll understand better by and by. We don't really understand it right now.
Ain't nothing wrong with saying, God, I don't understand this, but I trust you. God, this don't make no sense to me, but I trust you. God, I don't know why me, I don't know why now, but I'm going to tell you, I trust you. I can't see how this thing is going to work out for my good, but I trust you. And when you've been through enough stuff, as God has brought you from one level to the next level, from one degree to the next degree, you begin to realize God's got this thing fixed. And you learn that what he's allowing you to go through is for your benefit and for your blessing, for his glory, your good. And so you stop doubting God. Oh, it don't mean that you won't feel hurt and pain and sorrow. It don't mean that you won't cry sometime. It don't mean that your heart won't be wrenched with pain. But it does mean that you understand that, like he brought you out of other stuff, he'll bring you out of this stuff. What you understand is that before this stuff could happen to you, it had to get permission from you. And when you know that, listen at this. You learn from what you've been through that the Lord has allowed and permitted. And I've said so oftentimes, I'll say it again. What you go through ain't just for you. Matter of fact, the more senseless it seemed to be for you, it's because it really ain't for you, boo. But you're strong enough to go through it, to be a teacher, an example, a helper for somebody else. And we look in the Bible and we see men like Job going through all that they've gone through, and we wish we could be like Job. No, you don't. No, you don't. You want to be great like Joshua was and have good courage and go up against those who come. You say that, but you don't want to really do that. You talk about you want to be used greatly of the Lord. Listen at this. If you truly do, then that means you trust him to do whatever he wants to do. But we want to be used on our terms. And we've got to learn from the Lord. It doesn't work that way. When you learn from the Lord, and we know that all things work together for good. And we know you've learned more than one lesson from the Lord. You've learned from more than one experience from the Lord. You weren't learned more than just one storm from the Lord. You've learned from more things than you realize that God is steadily developing you. Why do you think God gives you struggles and trials and tribulations that bring you to the point of breaking, but not break you? You've been so close, another step, you would have gone over. You've been there. You've been at that place. If another thing happened, it would have crushed you. You've been there. You've been at that place. If another person disappoints you today, hurt your heart today, let you down today, if another thing happened, you couldn't take it. And God didn't let it happen. Am I talking to anybody in the house today? Listen, you've learned from the Lord that all things work together for good. But what you didn't realize is that the good might not come the day that your grief comes. But your good is on reserve. Ooh, somebody didn't get that. You may be grieving today, but your good is on reserve. It's on the way, but you've got to process through your grieving to understand that there is a greater good than the grief that you're going through, because God is developing you. And if you don't believe that, he could have taken you with your tribulation, with your trial, with your storm, with your situation, but he left you. And he left you so that you can be better, not bitter, stronger, not weaker, wiser, and understand that God is making you what he wants you to be. So the first thing you need to see in the text is that you learn from your experience. Somebody say, learn from your experience. Why is it important to learn from your experience? Because if you don't, you probably repeat them. You know, what happens when you going through grade school or any other level and you flunk the course? I'm so glad I got none but smart people in here who don't know what happens, but let me tell you what happens. You gotta repeat it. Now here's my issue with that. Why not learn the first time? So you don't have to go through it again. If you're troubled by what you're going through now, why would you want to repeat it all over again? So here's what you need to learn. Lord, what are my lessons? What is it you want me to see? What is it you want me to know? What is it you want me to learn? Because here is another important point I want you to understand. When you have been a student and have learned well and have excelled, then God promotes you to be a teacher. I don't know any teacher who's teaching a text that they've never learned. Are y'all hearing me here? See, there are just some things you can teach, specific subjects that you know about, that you've been through, that you've done that, that you've experienced that, that you got a lot you can talk about there. And there are some other subjects you can't say a word about. But the ones that you do know, God is expecting you. Ask David. Come here, David. When you look at David in the 51st Psalms, and David talks about how he had messed up. And that his sin was before him daily. And how he prayed to the Lord God to forgive him and to cleanse him and to wash him with hyssop. And then to create a clean heart in him and renew a right spirit. And David said, don't take your spirit, don't take your joy, don't remove the things that I've become accustomed to enjoying from me. And then he says this, Lord, when I get it together, you won't have to beg me to teach somebody how to come through what they've been through or going through or where they've fallen and how to get up. I will teach transgressors how to get their lives together. See, that's why somebody who's come through and been that and done that don't mind telling you what they've been and what they've done. It's the people who still doing it that won't talk to you. See, if you done that, you're through with that. And if you're through with that, you can tell folk about what you used to be, what you used to do. But if you're still doing it, you don't want to wake their curiosity as to whether you're still doing it. Because if they follow you, they may find you. Oh. So that's why we don't talk about the things I used to do. When we still, yeah, y'all getting it, aren't you? So you can't really talk about that. But oh, I don't care what you've been. If you ain't that no more, that can't hold you back and that can't hold you down. You can help some other folk who are to come into the light and to come into deliverance and to come into freedom because you were there and now you're here and you want to help them. So you learn from your experiences. And I got news for you. People who are where you say you were can tell if you ever were where they are. Y'all not hear me? Hey, see, I couldn't talk to no drug addict about drugs and dealing or doing. I all I can tell them is that's bad, that's wrong, it ain't good, it ain't healthy, and so forth. But I can't tell them nothing about the effect. I can't look at them in the eye and say, brother, I know where you are. All right. Now I can look in your eye and see your eyes are glass and you look like you're high. But I can't tell him how he feel. Right. I can't tell him what he goes through. I can't even speak to that issue. But somebody who's been there and now is saved and is now witnessing or preaching the gospel can meet them on two levels. One, on a spiritual level, by the word of God, by the will of God, by the way of God. But then meet them right there on a secular level, a personal level, on a worldly level, and tell them, listen, I know it. I can see it because I know the signs. Man, you ain't got to tell me what you'll do. And it just depends how far you're into something. All right. And what I want you to understand is, my brothers and sisters, God permits, God allows. God does, in many essence, what we don't even know he do for us and does in our situations, because he wants us to be developed. And listen to this. Our wisdom can't fathom God's wisdom. We don't understand why God allows us to go through some stuff that we go through. Listen, when it's our choices.
All right.
I ain't talking about the stuff that we ain't got nothing to do with. I'm talking about when we belong to him. He still doesn't take our ability to make choices from us. But listen at this. Sometimes God lets you get by, but he doesn't let you get away. Because when you don't take his word and listen and adhere to the word, then he lets you live it, experience it. And see, some people don't believe till they go through it. Grandmama used to say, you don't believe fire hot till you touch it. Keep telling you, don't touch that. That's hot. You need to watch older folk and how they teach many times. And isn't it amazing that grandparents are usually better parents than parents? Huh? Grandmama and granddaddy and them got some wisdom that young parents don't have. And oftentimes, they let the child experience some things. Not enough to kill them, not enough to hurt them, but just touch them. Let them learn a little something. And there, they learn and experience that experience pays for. And that's a lesson well learned. And God does the same thing. God tell you don't do it, you do it anyway. God said, well, then let you go through it then. And then he allows, listen, you to make choices, but he doesn't let you connect the choices with the consequences. You wanted to end up like this, God said it was going to end up like that. You don't believe God, God says, try me. Prove me. And he'll show you that he is the truth. Not a liar like men. He says what he means and he means what he says. So we learn from the Lord. Everybody say, learn from the Lord. But listen at this. Not only must we learn from the Lord, but we must love the Lord. Because the Bible goes on to say, to them that love God. The blessing of our verse is for those who love God. Not like God. Love God. Not those who just go to church, Sunday school, Bible study to be in attendance, but who love. Not people who have positions in church and sit on boards in ministries and auxiliaries. But those who love God, not the people who give their money and show themselves as big givers, but their hearts are far from God. He says, but those that love God, not the people who pretend to be what they are, showing that they have a relationship with God, but the ends thereof are not reality. He says, but those that love God. So it's important to recognize, my brothers and sisters, that God loves us, but he wants us to love him. See, when you love God, how many of you, I'm going to just put it in past tense. How many of you ever loved or been in love? Just raise your hand. I just want you to be. Okay, how many of you thought you've ever been in love or loved somebody? Okay, so I got everybody now. Good. I'm making a point here. Have you ever done something for somebody that you were in love with that you had not done for somebody you just loved? Thank you, sister. Thank you. These folk acting holier than thou now. You know you've been some places, done some things, said some saying. You ain't. I ain't never said it's nobody else. Now you're gonna hear act like you ain't talk. I ain't talking to you. You don't know what I'm talking about now. Got you hung out, strung out, because you think you in love. But yet you can't even love God. And when you love him, listen, you'll try things you've never tried before when you love him. You'll give him what you've never given before because you love him. You'll say, you'll do, you'll be, you'll become all that you can be because you love him. And so the love of God comes into play in the text that brings us, listen, profitable providence because of our love for God. And we know that all things work together, but it doesn't stop there for good. But even that good doesn't stop there for them that love God. So when you quote that part, don't leave out this middle clause, because the middle clause is the glue that holds the other two together. You see, you can't get good happening to you unless you love God. Because when you love God, God works it out and he designs it so that in the end you, maybe not right now, not in the middle, but in the end you win. But here's what you got. You got joy knowing in the beginning while you're going through. Joy knowing while you're in your storm. Joy knowing while it's the midnight hour. Joy knowing while you're coming through your stuff that you're going to come through your stuff. And the good is going to be the byproduct of the joy you knew before you got to it. Listen, you don't have to wait till the battle is over to shout when you know it's working out for your good. Stop trying to figure God out and just trust him. And that's where you start shouting before it's all over, when you just trust him. Listen, because you love him, you trust him. You trust him because you know he loves you first, and you love him because he first loved you. Trust him. And when you love him, you stop wondering how it's going to work out for my good and start praising him in advance of the reality coming to fruition. Do you know how that would change your life every time you went through something? And especially when it was deep and painful, and you couldn't figure it out, and it didn't make sense, and you couldn't get answers to things. You just said, God, I love you because you first loved me, and you love me too much to hurt me and not let my hurt be for my better good. So I'm just gonna trust you. And whatever you want me to know, you'll reveal it to me. And if you don't reveal it to me, it ain't that important. Because it ain't important that I know how you're going to do it. What is important is the fact that I know you're going to do it. Lord, I wish I had more witnesses in the house. And see, again, if you go back from the lesson you learn, you're going to discover that you're going to go through things a whole lot quicker with a whole lot less pain as you understand the principles of God. God's got to work the way he said he works. And when I understand that, I profit from that. And so I realize, not only must I learn from God, and not only must I love God, but the thing I also need to make you know is I need to be led by God. Led by God. Somebody say, led by God. Well, where do you see this at, preacher? It's in the text. To them who are the called according to his purpose. If I'm called according to his purpose, I'm led by him. The steps of a good man are ordered by the steps of a good woman are ordered by the steps of a good person are ordered by the Lord. Now listen, I've said before, if he orders them, he ordains them. And if he ordains them, we ought to operate in them.